Praise 100.9, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I'm Melanie Clark. We've been listening to the comments of Al Sharpton relative to the arrest of George Zimmerman and the role of social media, the role that social media played in accomplishing that. I wanted to talk to someone on the tech side, and who better to talk to than our very own Navarro Wright. He was CEO of Interactive One, and who many of you might be familiar with from Black in America, the CNN special, the tech version. Navarro, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. I thought you'd be the best person for us to talk to help sort through the role of social media, well, in social issues. What do you have to say about this Trayvon Martin case and how social media helped it play out?
Well, you know, I've always been a big believer in the power of social media and its ability to give you your voice. And I think if you look at the Trayvon Martin case, it's probably the biggest example we've had to date of the power of social media. I mean, you have a crime that happened in a small town in Florida. You know, crimes happen in small towns all across the country that we never hear about.
Right.
But because people started talking about it online, it wouldn't die.
Right.
It wouldn't go away. You know, and if you talked about Reverend Sharpton, you know, talking about this activity, but I'm looking across YouTube, I'm looking across Twitter, and it's just overwhelming, and that's just the power of the people's voice not letting this issue die.
Well, and so there's benefits to that. There's also, you know, are there problems with that as well?
Well, absolutely. You know, I think with anything, there's always people who are going to exploit and take advantage of that. I mean, unfortunately, I saw a party flyer online with Trayvon Martin's picture. So there's always people who are going to go left with it. But I think the positive to come out of it is that when we can get behind something and people can hear the power of our voices from across the country. I mean, I'm looking at the petition at change.org, and there was over 2.2 million people who signed that petition.
Wow.
To have justice and prosecute the killer of Trayvon Martin. You can't ignore those numbers.
Right.
You can't look at that and say, hey, we can ignore this. So for everyone who signed that petition, that petition, they look at that and now say, my voice matters, which is the message that we want people to have.
With that message and with that awareness, what can we, on a day-to-day basis, take from that and empower ourselves through social media with?
You know, I think we need to be more mindful of the empowering nature of social media. I think there's a lot of things that happen in our local communities that we feel should be done differently, that should be have awareness built around them, and we let them go. The Trayvon Martin case should show you that if there's something you're passionate about and something that you want to make change, that you can use the internet to gather support and gather voices from various parts of the country to get behind you. So I think, you know, gone are the days where people can say, well, my voice doesn't matter. Because one person can start a groundswell that can take something that's local and make it global. So I think that's important.
More with Navarro Wright coming up in just a few minutes. Stay tuned, particularly if you're someone who's, I don't know, maybe not into the whole social networking thing. We've got some advice for you. You're listening to Praise 100.9. I'm Melanie Clark, and we're back with Navarro Wright, CTO of Interactive One. We're talking about the role of social media in the Trayvon Martin case and really the role that it plays in your life. Let me ask you this. If I am if I'm sitting and I'm listening on radio right now and I let's say I don't have Facebook or I don't tweet, am I less powerful perhaps?
I think you are. I think in the sense of you're not using these tools to amplify your voice. I mean, at the end of the day, people should understand these devices aren't magical. They're tools.
Right.
They give you access to a larger audience, and then how you use those tools amplifies your voice, you know. And if you're at home, you're at your church, or you're at your job, and you believe that there's something that people should understand from your perspective, these tools give you the ability to say that. Now, it may be 5 people, it may be 10 people, or in the case of Trayvon, it may be millions of people. But the difference is you've allowed your perspective to be heard, and you've influenced someone.
What would you, and I think we're going to have subsequent conversations, because I have a gazillion questions. You just brought up church and technology. But if I am, you know, average American listening right now, what, let's say, 3 things would you present as a, I don't know, a starter list, a starter kit to be empowered through technology?
You know, I think the first thing I always tell people is that Google is a powerful tool, right? If you type in how to and put whatever you're passionate about at the end, mm-hmm. they're going to give you a whole bunch of resources. So I would start with that. If there's things you've been thinking about, do a Google search and see what's out there. The second thing is, I would say, even if you're not on Facebook or you're not on Twitter, and I know various people have reasons about why they shouldn't be there, is you should go on there and search for things that are of interest to you and see the conversations. You could see how people interact and see how people share information. And then lastly, once you do that, I'd connect to one of those services that seem like they have the best value for you and start being involved in that dialogue. You know, the beauty of the internet is you can be as connected as you want to be or disconnected as you want to be. So you have that level of control. But I think what people will find is that there's, you know, the internet's rich with various perspectives, ideas, and thoughts that can add value, right? They can add value from a personal standpoint, an educational standpoint, a career standpoint. But it's like anything else, right? There's negatives there, but there's negatives walking down the street.
Right.
But the opportunities are that much bigger in terms of connecting with other people, connecting with other ideas, and kind of widening your own perspective. So I would say start there, and I think if they start there, they'll be calling you off the hook because that light bulb moment just opens up other questions. Wow, I didn't know it was all there.
Right.
How can I use this at my church? How can I use this in my personal life to educate myself? How can I use this to get a new job? And that's what I want people to at least start.
So much more to talk about. We're going to post this as a podcast on PrayCharlotte.com. So those of you who are listening that are online, you can get that 123 once again. Navarro, thank you so much. Will you talk to us again next week?
Anytime you call me, I'll be here.
Navarro Wright, you can follow on Twitter at Navarro Wright. That's NavarroWright. Log on to PrayCharlotte.com to listen to the full podcast. And I think we're going to hit Navarro up next week with another topic, our community and technology. We've got your first look at traffic coming up in a few minutes right here on Praise 100.9.